I can only give you love that lasts forever, and the promise to be near each time you call. And the only heart I own for you and you alone, that's all, that's all. I can only give you country walks in springtime, and a hand to hold when leaves begin to fall, and a love whose burning light will warm the winter night. That's all, that's all. There are those, I am sure, who have told you they would give you the world for a toy.
Welcome back. I'm Michael Ray. You're listening to Thought Provoking Talk on Dresser After Dark.
If you're wondering what I'm asking in return, dear, you'll be glad to know that my demands are small. Say it's me that you'll adore for now and evermore. That's all. That's all.
Carlin Montes de Oca is with us. She's an acupuncturist, a nutritional consultant, and healthy for life coach. She's in practice in Marin County, California, and the owner of Modern Alchemy Acupuncture and Nutritional Counseling. We're going to talk about something that everybody is concerned about, and there's not anybody that doesn't go through this that's living on this planet or beyond, something called anti-aging. We all do it. And let's say, Carlin, hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Michael Ray. How are you doing?
Oh, I am good, and thank you so much for being here. You know, when we really come down to it, everybody hears all of these myths about age. You know, you hit a certain age, you might as well give it up, and it's over with, etc. But you don't think that, do you?
Absolutely not. I'd like to. That is actually my favorite aging myth to bust, and yeah. This is why. Everybody does think it's downhill after a certain age, whether it's 50, 40, or, you know, or beyond. But for myself, you know, I'm 50, and I actually feel better at 50 than I did at 40. And I really would love it, and I also talk about this all the time in my practice, that people really understand that maybe we are increasing in these years, but it doesn't mean that you have to enjoy your life any less, or that you won't be more attractive, or that your worth goes down. I think, in fact, it could be completely the opposite.
Oh, no question about
it. Because probably you know...
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say.
Isn't... No, I was just going to say that, you know, as we get older, life can be extremely liberating. You know, we grow out of a lot of those hang-ups that we used to have when we were younger. And in fact, they're showing us in studies that the older that we get, a lot of us are getting happier. So it's really about lifestyle and living well.
Well, isn't it a mindset also? I mean, realistically, if you think you're old and it's going to happen to you. But if you don't think you're old, you know, your body sets up this entire mechanism to get you to feel younger, feel better, etc. And I really believe, after everything I've seen, after all these hundreds of years I've been on the planet, that it is really how you think about yourself is how you can end up looking.
Well, first of all, if you're hundreds of years old, as you say, you should be on my side. I should be seeing you. You look marvelous.
Yeah, and by the way, I'm...
But it's absolutely true.
Yeah. No, by the way...
It's absolutely true. It's whatever your brain, wherever your mind goes, is where your body goes. So if that's the kind of mindset that you have, of course you will age. You'll age fast. You'll age quickly.
Yeah, but let me ask you a question. In the culture, we've been taught that you hit a certain age, this is what you do. You become 50 years old, all of a sudden ARP is sending you things, and at 55 this happens, and at 65 you go on Medicare. And I have watched people constantly, I'll go into the marketplace, there are people 55 years old that can barely get down the aisle, and they look like they're 110 years old. And it seems as though... it's almost a way of life in a way they've chosen, because there's so many people who do not get attention. So how do you get it? Well, I'm going to get sick and I'm going to get old and you're going to have to pay attention to me.
Well, yeah, that's a very interesting point. And that is pretty, I think that is very true. A lot of people do it for many reasons. There's a reason we hang on to age or illness or whatever it is. But one of the things that's happening right now is that we are seeing this chronic illness kind of pattern with people, and statistics are showing us that we're going to be coming down with these illnesses like arthritis and dementia and diabetes is a big one that's coming down, heart disease, and that's why you see so many people aging so rapidly. And then the other mindset is, well, that's what happened to my parents, so that's what's going to happen to me. And that's what's happening to the people around me, so that's what's going to happen to me. But the truth is, that's another big myth that we've all bought into. It does not have to be that way. And statistics show us, and life shows us, that we can alter those things. We can take steps to prevent it, even reverse a lot of the chronic illness that's out there.
And one of the things that you talk about that I think is so critical is to step out of your comfort zone. Too many people are frightened to death of the quote-unquote unknown, whatever the unknown is, and it's going to change from person to person to person. And there's that old adage, and I've probably said it 1,000 times, it's, you know, better unhappy than unsure. And there's too many people that have that attitude, and they stay stuck, and they die young.
That's true. I think stepping out of your comfort zone is one of the most important and most powerful steps that you can take every single day. And I know even the thought of it sounds scary to people, but the comfort zone can be something huge. Yeah, some people choose to jump out of planes or do whatever they want, but the comfort zone could be as small as just taking one single step towards something, something different that you would not necessarily do that day, whether it's going to talk to somebody that, gosh, I've always wanted to talk to that person, but now I'm too shy, but just taking that step out, or maybe going a different, even just the simplest thing of going a different route on your way to work, things start changing as you start stepping out of your comfort zone. Things start changing just in the synapses and the way that your brain works. And actually, it starts making kind of new connections and in some ways making you start to be young again, making to start new connections. Because as we know, the brain is one of the things that starts to go in time. But you need to be making those constant changes, those little changes of connection in order to keep that going and keep it healthy.
Oh, by the way, I just saw something.
Stepping out of your comfort zone is critical.
Yeah, no, I just saw something on your press release that is going to make us best friends. Ask me what I have. Ask me what I have in this house. Ask me. Go ahead.
All right. Michael Ray, what do you have in that house?
Funny you should ask that. How about there's 4 cats and 3 dogs running around here?
Yay! Now we are best friends. Because at my house, it's the opposite. I have three. There's 3 dogs here and 2 cats running around.
No, I got that loud and clear. That's what I saw. I said, okay, we're going to become best friends. Now, I really believe effectively, if you have animals, it's going to tell you what kind of a person you truly, really are, because they're going to reflect your personality and everything else. But I'd venture to guess one thing, and then we'll get back to staying young. The cats rule the house.
Right. I heard something that said cats rule, dogs serve.
Yeah.
I thought that was very funny.
Close. And you can always tell who owns what. If you go into the market, I'll make this quick, and it's inevitable. You're standing there, and the dog food's on one side, the cat food's on the other. The people who have dogs are throwing cans of food into the shopping cart, but the cat owners are philosophical. They sit and they think it out, and you can see them very quietly thinking of what to get next. Will they eat that tomorrow? Yeah. We know about this stuff. They run the house.
Yeah, so you've just brought up a very good point about, like, you know, because you and I have dogs and cats, and balance is so important for health. You know, we're doing well.
Absolutely, no question about it. Now, when we talk about health, now, not diet. I think that the word diet should get thrown out the window. It's nutrition. Nutrition is critically important to your health, to your brain function, to your immune system, and to your general attitude of how you live your life.
Absolutely. In fact, I always laugh because the word diet, what are the first 3 letters of the word diet?
Die.
Die,
yeah.
Exactly.
Bye-bye, gone.
And so, exactly. So I agree with you. I wish there was even an even better word than nutrition, but I don't know what it is. Somebody will have to make it up one day. But it is an essential and critical part, obviously, of health. And there are so many. And the reason I don't like the word diet is because there's so many, like there's this diet and that diet and this and that. And so much of it is common sense. Much of it is common sense. But it is critical, and it is something that it's very important. And the one diet, which I think is funny, that most people are on, and it does reflect the first 3 letters, is the standard American diet, which most people are on, which is this diet of excessive carbohydrates. And it would be one thing if they were healthy carbohydrates, but they're usually sugary things, the pastries, the donuts, the chips, those kind of things that we seem to be eating and consuming more kind of as a culture, as a society. And unfortunately, it's leading to a lot of illness and disease down the road.
By the way, I'm careful about most of what I eat, unless I want to gain some weight and then I'll stuff myself with everything. But the point of contention is this, and what I've learned about food over the years, your brain and your body is nothing more than a big electrochemical factory. And as a an acupuncturist, as a practicing acupuncturist, you're dealing with the flow of energy. That's what we're dealing with, isn't it? It's a disconnect, and what you do is you reconnect. Am I close?
You know, yes, basically it is. We are dealing with energy. We're dealing with the word qi, and the closest interpretation of qi is energy.
Okay.
And it's usually that we're dealing with blockages. So, yeah, it's a disconnect that occurs. And when those blockages happen in people, which they happen probably as soon as you're born, things start to happen because life happens. And what we try to do is we interpret what's going on with the body, what signs and symptoms people are coming in with. And then we see where the blockages are, where there's stagnation, where things aren't moving, where things are moving too much, and we try to balance that out.
Okay, now let me tie food into that. When you eat something, whatever you eat, that food turns into, it turns into chemicals. And those chemicals turn into
That's
energy.
Right.
And based on what you eat is going to cause that energy to go where it's supposed to go or not, to make sure that part of your body, your anatomy, functions. So in essence, food is critically important to the function of your body, obviously, and to live. So when you're dealing with nutrition, it's the foods that will cause you to feel the best, to do the job, to move to the areas they need to move to end up allowing you to live a decent life. So food is not just food. Food has a purpose behind it, and the kind of food you eat is either going to build you up or knock you down. It's either going to disconnect you or connect you.
That's right. In fact, one of the things I always say, for example, people come in and, you know, I do this combination of acupuncture and nutritional counseling. And sometimes people are asking, well, why do you do both? And it's that, you know, I need to give people something to go home with that they can do in the rest of their life. I'm not their acupuncturist 24/7. You know, I don't go home with them. So they need to take control and do things for themselves. And, for example, people will come in and they've just broken a limb or, you know, they haven't just broken a limb, but they're recovering from that or they have some kind of condition, you know, an impaired shoulder, something going on. And I tell them, okay, well, these are the things that you can eat or that would be more helpful to get that better, and these are the things that I would suggest you stay away from. And the first thing is, I don't understand why I can't eat sugar. And I always say to them, okay, think of what sugar becomes in your body. Think of what it will turn into. So either you can eat, I'm just making it up, but let's say broccoli or a Snickers bar. The broccoli is probably going to be more helpful to get the tendons, the ligaments, everything, you know, repaired with the nutrients that it needs, more so than the Snicker bar, which is going to create more inflammation. So, you know, that's an example of what you're talking about, I think.
By the way, and inflammation is an extremely important word. Heart disease, most of what goes on in our bodies is caused from, quote unquote, inflammation. And it's triggered by food and so on and so forth. One of the things that I've done, and I'm not a nutritionist and I'm not a clinician, just over the years, certain things. If I get to a point where I really want something sugary and craving, I'll eat it. You know, I won't deprive myself. But that night before I go to bed, I will take some L-lysine and I will amp up with vitamin C to work against the effects of the sugar.
Yeah, I think that's a smart move, especially right now when it's the prime time that everybody's coming in complaining of flus and colds and all sorts of things going on with their immune system. And it's the time that everybody's eating, let's say, sweets and sugars and excess carbohydrates. It's, you know, the holidays, right?
Sure.
So this is the best time to have the strategy that you're talking about, or at least once you've done that the next day, you know, the other thing is start drinking some water, start drinking lots of water. Try to detox the body. So, you know, you have your herbal teas, your things that are going to, you know, start cleaning out the toxins that you just put in. So it's good to have a strategy like the one that you just mentioned in place.
You know, by the way, I just noticed something. I didn't pronounce your first name right. Is it Carolyn or Carlin?
It's actually Carlene.
Oh, Carlene. Okay, I was close. Better yet. Okay.
You were close. I don't know that I noticed. But you were close.
Okay. No, I used the K sound in it, so I'm good to go. Okay. All right. Now, we've got
still a good friend.
Oh, good. I've still got the dogs. We're good.
You got the dogs and the cats. So.
Yeah, I got three dogs that are, they're average out at about 100 pounds, but they think they're, each one of them, and they think they're lap dogs. You know what that's like. Okay. Now, we got about a minute or so to go. Now, I know you got all of this coming out in a book, The Secrets of Longevity. When is the book going to be released?
Well, actually, The Secrets of Longevity is a blog that I work on that I would really highly recommend people to go to, because that is something that it's a lot of really great free information. The book is another book that is to do with how animals help us heal. Animals transforming the world one human at a time.
Hmm. Yeah, I'll give them transformation. I can say that because I love them. Okay.
Right.
Now,
that book will probably be out towards the end of this year.
Wonderful. Okay, now, where do we find you? Website and plus the blog site?
Yes, absolutely. My website is called Modern Alchemy Acupuncture. Modern as M-O-D-E-R-N, Alchemy, A-L-C-H-E-M-Y, Acupuncture, A-C-U-P-U-N-C-T-U-R-E. .com. That is a website that has everything you could possibly want on it. There's the blog Secrets of Longevity, which is a free blog and a really, I think, a very useful blog, especially for all of us looking for longer ways and healthier ways to live. There's also a free newsletter with a lot of great information that comes out, so I'd suggest signing up for that. There's even a free ebook, which is called How to Thrive in the Modern World. So lots of really great free resources. There's information on supplements and nutrition and acupuncture and all sorts of stuff that will really make 2012 a great year for your health if that's what you choose.
I have a great suggestion for you. Your web guy, tell him to get another name for the website and call it Carlin D.O. And that, and everybody who logs onto that automatically goes to the other one if they can't remember acupuncture, et cetera, et cetera. I'm serious.
You know, it's hysterical because my name is usually kind of hard for people too. Carlene Montes de Oca.
Yeah.
So.
But no, but if you go Carlene.
But that's a good idea.
Yeah, Carlene Dio. You know, it's just something simple and you're right there because you've got some wonderful stuff on there. I can already tell, but I haven't even been there in talking to you. And we want to make sure people get there. Carlin, by the way, thank you so much for joining us tonight. It's about our time's up and I've appreciated your time with us.
Michael Ray, thank you so much. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, my pleasure. Take care. Good night.
Good night.